Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Tori.
And Denisa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Today we are joined by an 11-time challenger. She won the Inferno and made it to the final on Gauntlet 2. And we're very excited to have her back on the podcast. Please welcome Katie Cooley.
Yes! And we got into all that All-Stars 2 stuff, the fear of heights that she has, and what she learned after doing 11 seasons of the challenge. So we really hope you guys enjoyed this episode and interview with Katie. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. And today we have somebody that we've had on the podcast before, but this person always brings the energy and always brings amazing comments. You've seen her on the Gauntlet. She's been on All Stars 1 and 2, as well as many other challenges. Welcome Katie Cooley to the show, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for coming back on, Katie. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
It's also makes me upset because I do look at your kitchen and I'm like, damn, that's really nice. Do you have a spare bedroom?
I do.
And like, I'm like, you have an adult kitchen and I have a younger kitchen, like a young person's kitchen, and it's just
so I have an old lady kitchen. Thanks.
Wow.
I just want a more distinguished kitchen. That's all. So please help me.
Katie, you had mentioned that you absolutely love decorating houses. It's like your thing. And so earlier before we got on this podcast, we debriefed before we started this episode, and you were telling us about the horrors of living in that All Stars 2 house and how it was so uncomfortable for you. Will you just go over that again? Because I think that's super important.
I mean, I definitely think that's important, far more important than the actual challenges. And I will say it did look better on TV than it did in person. Well, one, it wasn't suited for the amount of people in the house. The kitchen bar didn't have a spot to put bar stools. Like, see how my kitchen has an overhang? There was no overhang. So your knees would like touch it. And there were four stools, but that's where they put the food. And then the table only sat like eight people. And there would, so all of us would be like eating on the floor or in the living room. So I went to production and I suggested getting a table for the giant, you know, balcony we had. I'm like, oh yeah. So, you know, we can all sit and eat. They're like, yeah, that's a good idea. It never happened. Big lock curtains in like the rooms, and they were like 7 inches too short. They didn't even kiss the floor, and that like drove me nuts.
The curtains.
Yes, I was
kissing the floor, which I don't even think I would use as to explain what a curtain does. When it's just briefly touches the floor.
Yes, great.
Kisses it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm using that.
It didn't puddle. It's not supposed to puddle, but it can't.
Oh, like, my God. We're learning so many words today.
I woke up. They added them because I think that the light was coming in and affecting the shoot. So, like, when I woke up, I said, who did this and why? Is this some kind of sick joke? I was like, no. Yeah. All Stars 1, I really liked that house. I liked the aesthetic of it. And of course, Cancun in July is like super, super hot and muggy. And we were like crammed 6 women in one room in bunk beds. And I was like, no, we're back to bunk beds. Yeah. I thought we like outgrew that phase. Mm-hmm. And it looks huge, but like the kitchen was like the size of an apartment. And then it was just, it was like 3 or 4 floors, but it was like very tight quarters.
I have this theory that like they care, and this, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me on this, that the producers care what the house looks like aesthetically for TV because
yes,
it's a show. But they definitely don't care about the comfort that we they do care to an extent, but I almost feel like they want us to be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
because then it creates more drama. Like when you're fighting over who's doing the dishes or if the curtains are kissing the floor. Not that
lots of fights about that.
Like, it's because they want us to be kind of uncomfortable and like at our edge. And you were saying
it definitely was not functional for us. Like it wasn't functional for the amount of people in the space. Mm-hmm. And the rooms were so small to have so many bunk beds in there. I think with All Stars 1, they were like, welcome back. And they like kind of did the silver platter. It was so much nicer. Like everything about it was like way nicer. And then on All Stars 2, I felt like I just went like on Cutthroat again, you know, not like the cast was still amazing. I really have liked the cast as we've gotten older. I'm just talking about like the house and like production.
The charcuterie and boards.
None of that. It was like, oh yeah, we had charcuterie boards, but I mean, yeah.
We had them everywhere.
It was, but do you remember on All Stars 1, we would lay out a nice blanket and drink like a glass of red wine and yeah, have the charcuterie board. It was just so pleasant. This one, there was like none of that. It was like warm beer and it was like back to like, I went back in time to like 2010. I was like, what's happening? But of course, the people that were new on All Stars 2 had nothing to compare it to from like season 1. So they kept saying like, this is great. But like me and Darrell's like, don't be fooled. This is a regular challenge. This is not All Stars anymore. This is back to a regular challenge. So
he can be intense.
Yeah.
He probably is wearing his uniform underneath his outfit because he thinks that someone's out to get him and that he's going to have to go into elimination at any point in time.
Yeah, he did.
So he's probably not the one to like give you comfort and reassurance in that.
But I do like all the people. I really can't say, and you know, I will say some shit, but I really had nothing bad to say about anybody because they were all so fun and everybody, it was just really cool to sit and talk to people about where they're at in life now and what they do and just, you know, all things. But
yeah,
whereas back in the day, I feel like it was way more cliquish. So I didn't care, you know, what Anissa was doing. I only cared about like these people. Of course, I'm a friend.
That's a lie. You cared about everything that I was doing.
Because I know.
You were right there. Yeah. I would give you water and put it next to your bed. Like,
I know. I have to say, Anissa's like the funny, I don't think they show this enough on the shows, but you are like the funniest person. I like get so excited when you're on a show because I just laugh so hard I cry and I just want to make fun of you all the time and you throw it right back. But you know, like the male version is MJ. He had
so great
rolling. I mean, I had no idea he was so funny until like All Stars 2. He just says the stupidest shit and I'm like, oh my God, I love it. And I'd be like screaming out loud and he'd yell it out. Oh, he's so fun.
He's a great guy.
Cracked me up. I was he's by far like the funniest dude.
It makes a difference when you live in a house with people that like you enjoy being around. Yeah. It really does make your experience so much different.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I definitely. Because I feel like, you know, I know myself, like I don't put as much stock into winning as like most people do. Because I'm pretty good at like odds. You know, I work in finance, like the possibility percentages, you know, I'm like, I'll have a good time. I'll hang out. I want to be in this pretty house normally. This great location normally. Argentina versus Cancun. Cancun's like the most like, it's great, but it's like when you can go all over the world on MTV's dime, like Cancun?
Spring break?
But Argentina, I've spent so much time in Cancun when I used to do those spring breaks and all that stuff. So I love it. And I would totally, you know, I'm not knocking Cancun. I'm just saying like when you're going to Argentina or New Zealand or Thailand, like those are like incredible places. And then it's like Cancun. I'm like, okay.
Do you have a favorite place that you've been to or that you filmed on?
I really did love Argentina. I just felt like it was so beautiful. Like on those 5-hour bus rides, I would just look out the window and then the water.
No. She would look out the window, then switch seats, then hold my hand.
Yeah, that's like,
because everywhere we went was like a hill.
I forgot about that part. Oops. Yeah. I forgot. I would. I remember we had to ride up this mountain, this windy mountain, and I was like holding Yes's hand and hyperventilating, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And yeah. So like
she was like, tell me when there's grass again. I'm like, it's
I forgot.
And it was our elimination place, so we had to go there
every
twice
day.
A week.
Dang, yeah, and I was more scared of that than my own elimination.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I am.
You're like, Kate, wrestle somebody or go up and down this mountain in a
wrestle
bus.
All day long.
God. Well, speaking of fear of heights, you ended up having trouble on All Stars 1 and 2 because of your fear of heights. Mm-hmm. So how do you convince yourself to come back on the show knowing that there might be another heights challenge?
I don't think I'll convince myself anymore.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, it's just like, I feel like at this point, I'm just embarrassing myself because I know what I'm willing to do and what I won't do.
Yeah.
And that's just not something. And every heights challenge, you can't even tell me it's about athleticism. It is answering questions about pop culture and Britney Spears or trivia on how many shows somebody else has been on. Like, I give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Katie's a great performer. You drop. So there's no skill set, 90% of them.
Right.
There's no skill set. It's just answering questions. But meanwhile, like what they didn't show for that one was I was the second person, because they had girls go first. I was the second person harnessed. The person that was harnessing me put it on backwards and then realized her mistake. But I was like, no, she doesn't know what she's doing. And I took everything off and made the guy, I forgot his name, but he does all the challenges. He redid it. Well, then no one would go to her because they all saw that she made a mistake and I was the second person. So it took forever. Meanwhile, because Melinda's like, I don't want her to do it. I don't want her to do it because like she put it on backwards. And then,
I'd be scared.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's just like a say. That's like how, and if anybody it could happen to, it's me. So then they put me up there and I was standing up there, just me and Jasmine for over 20 minutes. So if I got up there and it just started like this and then we did it, I probably wouldn't have panicked, but the challenge was already delayed because of the weather. Mm. And then a storm started rolling in. It was lightning and thunder and the wind, you know, and you're up high and I'm pretty petite. So I was like holding on to the thing. And I mean, as I got up there, I was just starting to be like, I don't feel like this is safe. I don't feel like this is safe. And other people agreed because of the weather. So I kept saying, I don't think this is safe. And then TJ starts giving me shit, you know, like, and it worked. It worked. You can get in my head, you know, like, and so I was sitting there like, as I'm up there, I'm like, do I give a shit enough? No. Would I rather go into an elimination? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I was like, get me off. I want off. I want off. I want off. I want off. Until the cast started screaming at production, get her off. By then I was like pissed. I was ready to start punching people. I got off and I was like, fuck all of you. Mm-hmm. If I say I want off, I want off. And so, so after that, when I got down, like, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going in. And I was fine with it because to me, you have to judge what is more scary. And to me, an elimination is, you know, you've got a lot to lose, but I'm not afraid of it. You know what I mean? Like, if the worst thing that happens is I go home to my family, well, I'll be, you know, like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to go with a broken back.
Well, it's just two black eyes. I've just gotten hurt so many times. I mean, you've seen it on camera. I have gotten hurt. It has not worked out for me. So I have done it and I've tried it again and I've gotten hurt again. And so I'll get up there, but they can't keep me up there for 20 minutes during a storm and think I'm just not going to shit my pants. Like, of course, like I can't take that kind of stuff.
Give me a diaper.
I was like, you know what, guys, I don't think I'm cut out for this shit anymore. Like, I think I was more willing to do stuff, but I don't feel like I have anything to prove to anyone. And this was a solo challenge. Like, it only was me. It wasn't like a teammate. So, like, I feel like if I have a teammate, I'd be more willing to do it because I wouldn't want to, like, screw that person over. Right. But if it's just me, my gives a fucks are about zero. So I was like, peace, I'm out.
It's kind of like a risk and reward thing, you know? Like, if the risk outweighs the reward, you're kind of like,
Jasmine was freaking out. Melinda was freaking out. There was a lot of people freaking out up there because of that wind and we were just up there for so long before the actual challenge started.
So I have to know this because, like, obviously this fear of heights you have is real and a lot of people have it. So it's not like you're this, like, crazy person. But I want to know how you even get to location because you have to travel on an airplane to most of these places.
Flying is a scary. My dad's retired from Delta Airlines. I don't to fly.
Okay.
But I have flown since I was a baby. Yeah. I mean, that's not, it's not heights like that. I can stand on in a tall building and look out a window and not, it's just when I'm dangling off a building.
Okay,
or hanging off of something where I know that I will fall. Like, I know I'm not going to fall in an airplane or on a tall building or, you know, something like that. But when I know I'm going to fall, like, that's when, like, I'm anticipating that. But also, I didn't know how we were going to fall. I thought we were being bungeed. And they never answered me. I kept asking because we were the first to go, the girls. So I kept asking TJ, well, just tell me how we fall. Once I saw how people actually fell, I was like, oh, that was kind of dumb. I could have maybe have done that. Mm-hmm. But he kept going, you're going to be slingshot like off. And he's like, oh, it's a bungee. I mean, he was just like messing with me. And
and it worked.
And it
damn it, TJ.
It did. But you know what? Crazy. Normally, even though I had like quit, he was like, are you okay? Like, he actually checked on me after because like, I don't know what a panic attack really is. But like, people said that's what I had. Like, Kendall's like, you just had a panic attack. Like,
if you can't breathe and you get really shaky and your heart's racing, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think there might be slight, I'm not diagnosing you right now until after a little bit more schooling. There may be a little bit of like realistic like PTSD. Like, if enough bad shit happens when you're above water, I mean, you've had black eyes, you've busted your nose, like you fall weird and you get hurt. There is a natural fear that goes along with anticipating the same outcome.
And you know what? I think I made it a bigger deal than it needed to be because I was already scared. So it was like, give me a reason. So I totally overreacted.
I think we should just be on the ground from now on.
Yeah, let's petition.
Why don't we have the ground challenge?
Yeah, ground challenge.
Or if they lowered the platform to like 15 feet, maybe.
Yeah, it's fine.
That wouldn't scare me. But
it's fine. Yeah.
Also building's weird. It's all unnatural. Like, I don't work on skyscrapers because I'm just not into it. I also don't want to fall off one, you know?
But you know what? I feel like I could rappel off of a building because there's no free fall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I did that on my road rules in Spain. Now I'm saying that, but if I was up there, I might be like, just kidding. I made that all up to sound cool.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, so obviously you came back to All Stars after a break from the challenge completely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had this All Stars 2 experience, which was very different than All Stars 1 in a way. Did you set an intention for how you wanted All Stars 2 to go before you came on after experiencing All Stars
1? I did. I hired a trainer and was working out a couple times a week. I wanted to actually go on the show and prove like some athleticism as far as like strength and speed. Like I'm squirrely as shit. Like, I mean, I can like wrestling. I like, I yeah. don't want to do like a hall brawl, you know, like, oh, we'll get into that when you ask about Ayana. But like, I'm not afraid to wrestle. I've wrestled The Miz. I've wrestled so many guys on the show. Anissa, you've seen me wrestle. Like, that's my strong suit.
We have done it.
Yeah, I love it.
We have done it. You just have, you're weirdly strong and it's scary.
Like, yeah.
And, but I'm like small, but I can just get out of pretty much anything. So it's, you know, it's like my thing. So I'm like, but I wanted to be able to run and I wanted to have endurance, be able to ride a bike, those types of things. So the first challenge, I'm trying to remember what it even was.
The boat jump.
Oh, yeah, the boat jump. Not scared of that one. Guess what? Wasn't scared at all. So I felt fine on that. You know what I was mostly scared about? Climbing down the ladder to get into the boat. Because that was kind of high. But on that balance beam, I was like, nope, not scared. So I went with Brad. I didn't want to disappoint him. So I was like, all right, this is great. And the second one was with the pyramid and I ran with Derek and he was like, dude, you're running really fast. I felt cool. I was like, I'm going to do it. And then the third one, well, holy shit, there's heights by. Katie's going home.
Yeah.
So aww. I did set out the intention and I thought like I could do it. And like I said, maybe if I wasn't up there as long as I was and the challenge started, you know, within 2 or 3 minutes, possibly, but after standing there for 20 minutes, when it's my biggest fear, the wind and the lightning, I was like, I'm a beacon to get struck by lightning and I am going to die today. So,
yeah.
But I did try to come with more. I wanted to prove something to myself and to, you know, to other people. Like I am afraid of heights, but let's take a gamble here and see how many there are. So I made it through two.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm glad that you came back. And even though, you know, you had to go up into elimination against Ayana, I think you held your own. That was like a good battle.
Yeah.
And I think that you can walk away from it. And obviously I want to get your take on it and like know a little bit more about how you felt about the whole thing. But I think you can walk away from it like saying that you showed a lot more athleticism this time around than before.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like people, you know, they were like, oh, your arms, because I work on my arms.
Yeah.
You can't tell shit on camera. But
anyway. I know they're there. Yeah. I know they're there.
They're there, guys. I'm still working out with the trainer. But anyway, so yeah, I did. And I worked out with Darrell and Letarian, like in the mornings that they were training. And I used to never do that. I mean, so you know that. I'd be like, oh, God.
No, you'd be like, look at those idiots outside. Yes, we want to go make breakfast.
Yes. And I would eat my breakfast as I made fun of them. Like, I'm a meathead. No, I'm a bigger meathead. I loved making fun of people. And then this time I was one. So they noticed that right off the bat. Like Darrell was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going to train you personally. And he would make me run in that hot heat around our house. But I did it. And I did it every time because I wanted to prove to people that, like, you know, despite my debilitating fear of heights, I'm okay in the other parts. And so that was the thing. But when Ayana fell, she pointed at me before she yelled Super Bowl and said, I'll see you in the arena. Cause I was automatically going in. So she said, I'll see you in the arena. And so I was like, okay. So at that point, that's when I was talking to Steve and stuff. I'm like, well, Ayana wants to go in. I'm like, she fell second. So put her in, but put her in with someone like Jasmine that I think I have a good shot of beating. So that way the house might vote that way. And he was like, okay. And I went and I talked to Jasmine. I'm like, this has nothing to do with you. You're the only person in this house that's smaller than me. So that's why people come up to me all the time. You know, when Jen came up to me on Duel 2 and was like, it's just because I think I can beat you, which is an honest, respectable answer. And if she's wrong, she wasn't. She sent me home. But I mean, I just wanted her to know that I said that. And she looked a little pissed. I said, if I'm, you know, I hate when people be like, or will say something like, oh, you're small and you can't. I mean, I understand the reasoning, but I knew Ayana was the other person. So pretty much anybody but Ayana. And how about not Kendall? Because Kendall's one of my close friends. Right. And I had that conversation with him. He's like, all right, cool. comes back. He's like, we decided with Kendall. I said, the one person I asked you not to pick, you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. And I was pissed. I felt like I had looked out for him a lot because he was like the new guy no one knew. And like a lot of people, he rubbed them the wrong way. And so I was like constantly like, oh, give him a shot, give him a shot. Be nice. So I definitely felt blindsided. And then I asked everyone in the house to just, I mean, I've gone against Kendall before. She's beaten me. So this time I'm like, you know what? Ayana, I just hope it's not a hall brawl. You know, like then I will lose. But I figured like even with wrestling or something that I, you know, I felt like if it was endurance related, I had a good shot, and it was endurance related and I lost, but you know, we did, we were like neck and neck from what like
you guys
told me.
You were neck and neck. It seemed that way. I don't know. You know, I wasn't there, but like, it was a good elimination.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So wait, now you've gone into elimination against Ayana. Steven put you there. Have you talked to him since?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're fine. I mean, he's just, he's just an idiot. I mean, but we've been friends, you know, we were on Rivals together. We've kept in touch. My thing was that like, you know, we're real friends outside of the show. We keep in touch. I mean, I've talked to him several times, like in just last week we were texting. He felt bad. He knows he made a mistake. He just felt like he let Casey steamroll him, like basically, you know, he's one of, he let, and I was just baffled because out of every guy on the show, Steve was the only one that would allow Casey to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody else would have been like, nope. And they would steamroll her. So she was in a perfect opportunity at a perfect time. Most guys would be like, you don't know enough about, like, I'll decide this. And Steve was just, so she had, they both wanted to get rid of Derek. And that was their ultimate goal, was to get rid of him because Derek was gunning for Steve. And they wanted to make sure that any of Derek's alliances or friends were also gone. And so, yeah. And Steve said he was so focused on getting rid of Derek that he didn't think about saving me.
Right.
But it's, you know, these shows aren't worth losing friends. I'm already, you know, we know what happened on All Stars 1 with me and Trishelle. I'm not, you know, he said he was sorry. And I don't know why people think it's so fucking hard to say, but all you have to say is sorry. And if I feel like it's genuine, we're fine. Just say you're sorry, you made a mistake, or you took out your anger on somebody you shouldn't have, or whatever. He apologized. He said, I feel terrible. I made a mistake, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what? It's a show. Who cares?
That's great. I love that.
If you would have stayed longer, who do you think you would have wanted to pair up with?
Ooh, I like this question.
Well, I can tell you who I'd want to pair with, but I don't know that they'd feel the same way. Darrell, I just love him. And I know he's also scared of heights, but I think that like together, like, you know, he's like, I can do it, you can do it. I feel like, but, and Brad, I think we did well together on that one. MJ, because I know he won. So in hindsight, like,
that
might have been a good choice, but also it's somebody that I know and that I get along with, I think is always helpful because, you already have kind of, you know, camaraderie together.
Yeah.
And Letarian, of course, Letarian's like the best. Yeah. Every girl wants to be partners with him because he is so encouraging and chill, you know.
And he's terrifying.
Never got to work with him. I think if we had a double pole wrestle, we'd kill it.
What do you mean you never got to work with him, Anissa?
Well, you know, maybe. Maybe we did a little bit of like outside the office work. It wasn't as spicy as I wanted it to be, but it was actually quite mild enough that they could show it on national television. So, you know, no, but he is great. I mean, I think a lot of these guys were capable of being really great partners.
I agree. Yeah. I mean,
it was a really cool cast though. I mean, your daughter's so cute. I can't, she's getting so big.
She's peeking her head.
She ran away. I can't.
She's really cute.
Let me just tell you this really quick because this is so funny. I drove to Starbucks, and when I pulled in the driveway, it's like an unusually warm day today. So my husband is like hitting golf balls in the front yard, and my daughter had bright red lipstick on in her pajamas riding her bike. As I pulled in, I was like, that is a sight to see.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It's great.
Bright red lipstick. Yeah, she's like, Mommy, did you see my lips? Okay, when I'm done. She's looking at me going, pointing at her tummy like she's hungry, like she hasn't had anything.
Aww.
In a little bit.
All right, so Katie, you've done a total of 11 challenge seasons, which is absolutely insane. What's something you've learned just from doing so many of them?
Let's see. I mean, I do feel like I'm one of the least judgmental people of like my circle of friends because I've been around every type of personality. So I feel like I don't have like when someone's like, I mean, this might sound weird. I'm like, oh no, God, that, nope. Nope, nothing seems weird to me. No person seems weird to me. So, because I've been exposed to like so many different personalities. I don't know. Like
adaptability for different personalities, you'd think?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm just like at work, if somebody's like talking about someone else, I'm like, oh yeah, that doesn't bother me, but I don't know. I like that, but I mean, I think that there's different reasons all of us continue to go on these shows. And one of mine is to travel, and I just like the actual experience, and I'll stay until I don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, so everybody has their own like reasoning for like what they want to do. And most of it, you know, of course I want to win, but I don't, when it's individual, I'm like, oh, my chances are 1 in 30, like in a team or a group. But, and I've said this, I think before, but like in my 20s, the show was my job. Like that, I relied on it for money and appearances and different things. And like, now I don't rely on it. It was just like, oh, this is Disney World. This is like, you know, whatever, like,
right.
So I don't go in there like I need to eat today. Like I just go in there for what it is.
Yeah, right. So. Which is probably a whole different experience in itself.
So looking back, I mean, you have had some very interesting moments on the show and very funny ones and some explosive ones and, you know, just all types of things I think that we all go through if we've been on this, you know, on reality TV for over a decade or two. Mm-hmm. Looking back, do you think there's any advice you would have given yourself before?
Definitely in my younger years, I would have, worked out and not smoked and maybe took it more serious because it would have probably benefited me. but yeah, I mean, I wish I would have tried harder, like physically. I was definitely way headstrong. Like that's, you know, how I won the Inferno. It was like, I'm going to do this no matter what, no one's going to stop me. Like I'll like do whatever it takes. And then, but I haven't felt that on the All-Star seasons, unfortunately. Like,
honestly, how can you?
Yeah.
And like, I could see it to an extent, but like you said, you're coming at it and doing this from a different place in your life. And if it is truly this nostalgic experience, then yeah, why wouldn't you want to come back on and have a good time and see what you still got? But at the end of the day, you're not fighting like it's do or die because you have a life outside of this.
Right.
Like you have a whole life.
And you don't have to worry about if you're going to be able to afford groceries when you get back with the $2,000 that you got from the show. I mean, it's like.
Or the laptop you won.
Yeah. Like there are, there are bigger things, one, to fight for, but there are also bigger things to come home to and stability and, you know, it's not, your life isn't lacking.
Right. And, you know, but I am grateful for like on both shows, like no one yelled at me, no one gets mad at me anymore. You know, back in the day, it was like severe bullying if I was, you know, scared of something. Now this one, you know, they were like, get her off there, and like way more supportive that I didn't feel like everyone's like, she's a loser, why did she even come? Like it was just like, hey, like that's not your thing, don't worry about it.
I also think times have changed too, where like we're not supporting bullying, you know, like
no one
in its time these guys were younger and acted like complete idiots for a laugh or for whatever to get under your skin, and they knew they could.
Yeah.
And I say you, I mean, I'm talking about all of us girls. They
know. Oh, everybody. Yeah, boys and girls. We've all done it.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I know. So I just think now like that shit wouldn't fly. And I think I always say it about All Stars, like they're just like men and fathers and you know, when you have more to lose and you have people watching that you love and that
and now I think the reaction would not be laughter, it'd be like horrified. Like, what? Why are you? Whoa, slow down. What are you doing? Yeah. So that they look and feel like the idiot that they are, you know, like,
right. Whoa.
Because
it's a serious reality check there.
Yeah. It's one thing to say things at 23 when you're like popping girls, bathing suit tops and stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, you're a 41-year-old married man with like two daughters and you're acting like that. People are like, yeah, what's wrong? You're weird, man.
Yeah.
Is it interesting watching it back now? Like, are you able to casually watch back the challenge, or is it stressful? And does anyone in your family watch it with you?
My husband and I watch it. My parents watched it. And it's funny because I thought Corey, that's my husband's name, would not care after I went home. So I was like watching like the episodes after, and he's like, "What are you doing? Like, why didn't you wait for me?" I'm like, "Oh, I thought you didn't care about this show."
Oh, Corey.
Yeah, and he was like, "No." He's like, "I'm invested now." So we did finish it, and but no, when we watch it, like it was like real casual. We'd watch it early on Thursday morning. Like we'd drop our daughter off and then we'd watch it like 7. We'd have some coffee, like check it out.
Really cute.
So it wasn't like, you know, like back in the day when it was on at night, we'd just watch it early in the morning. And, my daughter doesn't really get it. And she really hates bad language, which is hilarious. Because, you know, look at her mom. But so if she hears it on TV, she's like, "Mom." And I'm like, "I don't know. Ew, that's terrible." But they don't beat that anymore.
It wasn't me. Yeah, they made that up.
I was like, one day, maybe I'll show her some of the All-Stars. I'll leave the previous seasons away. But my mom, you know, she's like, "They don't show enough of you." I'm like, "Mom, that's a good thing. Because if I'm shown a lot, it's not ever positive. I promise you that. It's either I'm talked about all the time or like this and this and this." I'm like, so I'm fine with that. But yeah, they watched it. They enjoyed, because there was a period where my parents really did not like the shows anymore. They didn't think it was good for my mental health and wanted me to just move on in life. You know, she's like, "What are you going to do when this ends?" And like, you gotta, you know, so like Anissa finished college and like I finished college. Like, so that way, you know, ride the train if you want, because you always have that backup. So it doesn't matter. Mm. But I went onto the show at 21 and dropped out of college and then did challenges forever. So I went back when I was 30 and I finished. So, you know,
nice.
Yeah. So it's like, those are important things, but yeah, they watch, but like, you know, at first everyone was like, "Uh-oh, we're going back to this."
I know. Wow. Yeah. Right. Well, it's definitely changed, Katie.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot. It is nice, I think, and I think we all can agree that when, like, I don't care if my friends don't watch it or whatever, but it is nice when I get, like, a call or a text from my sister-in-law, and she's like, "She's a bitch. I can't believe she said that. If she would have said that to me."
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's reassuring, and it's nice to know that, like, you have that support.
Right.
Whether or not they watch a show or not, but it's cute to get, like, little messages or, like, things that are encouraging or, you know, like, they are invested in something that, like, has been a big part of your life. I mean, I don't think it's your soul defining like characteristic, like,
right.
You're not Katie Cooley from The Challenge.
Yeah.
You know, you have this full life, but it is like a cool, like little extra.
Oh, well, I mean, I definitely have zero regrets. I mean, I've had so much fun, and it's funny because I feel like, you know, after Cutthroat, I was friends with, you know, you on Facebook, but nobody ever really kept in touch outside of liking a photo. But now I feel like a lot more people keep in touch. I mean, I talked to Kellyanne the other day for forever on the phone. I talked to Kendall, you know, I talk to people more often than I used to. Whereas before, it was like, oh, I forgot I even did that. Like that part of my life, you know, like, almost disappeared outside of like liking things, just like you did with people you went to high school with. But now people, I think, make a more concentrated effort, you know, to keep in touch or message on, you know, Instagram or Facebook or a text or something. I mean, that alone is cool. But actually, Anissa, I have a question for you. As someone who did All Stars 1 and then you went back and did a normal challenge, was that just because you're the only one, right? I think you're the only one. So is it like weird because the people are back to being assholes? And I don't know if they are.
Some of it. The newer people have become like my other family too. So it's like, you know, all the people at my family reunion, like you guys, that like know me that I have like these awesome memories with, and then like trying to live in these two worlds, like existing.
It's like in-laws and then your family. So you love them too, but they're like the in-laws.
Yeah. Yeah, like I have to love them. Not really. The one thing I would say is that All Stars, I had all of the confidence. We showed up to that first challenge. I was like, and this is the shit that I live for. Like, this is the stuff that I do. Mm-hmm. And then I have you like, I can't do this. You just kick me over. And I was like, yeah, girl, get the closest one. I don't give a shit. When we had to swim out. But like, for me, like, I'm always expected to one, fail, or two, like, do everything I possibly can to win something. So I just had so much confidence. All Stars just reaffirmed that for me. So when I went back onto the next one, I felt fine.
Oh, good. That, it gave you that boost.
Yeah. Like I needed it.
Yeah, but she came back and won the first challenge. Well, you also did that on Double Agents. Yeah. Like, you put up, Anissa.
I know.
People sleep on you.
I know. Wait till I do another one.
Oh, she was like the one that everybody thought would win, the girl. Like, you know, like it was only one winner, but we felt like out of the girls, it would be Anissa or Kellyanne. Mm.
It's so. Just, I think it just, it did help me, but I was burnt out on both ends. Like I didn't, I was just tired. I'd done like four shows. I'm like, and I have the podcast, like it just immersed in challenge. And I don't think I had enough, like, I just feel like I couldn't breathe a little bit. Like I knew I needed a little bit of a break, but I will say it is different in that, like, when you wake up in the morning, you come down, you see Darrell, you see MJ, you see these people, it's like, you feel like you're home. Mm-hmm. So that is one thing that's a little bit different. And I was a little less stressed out. I felt like I had more control in All Stars.
Yeah.
And then less weird expectations from men trying to validate who I am.
Yeah, your strength.
You know, living up to their fucking expectations of like what I can and cannot do. So it was just nice to be respected, to be looked at as a strong competitor, for people to want to team up with me or be in an alliance with me. It does make a difference, but I'm grateful for All Stars. I really am.
Tori, would you do All Stars?
Fuck yeah. Oh my God. Literally, like, I'm like waiting for the time for it to happen.
I know All Stars 3 is coming out and they brought in some newer faces, which I still think would be All Stars because of their experience on like yours, you know, you've been on a lot of challenges. So, but yeah, and I think season 3 is going to be interesting for that reason because it was almost.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think they just dropped that.
New, yeah. So
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, they're going to be like, who are you?
But they're both going to be like that because if someone like new was like, who are you? Right. I would also be like, well, who are you? Because we don't watch each other's shit.
That
would like,
be
I was
fear.
3 when your show was on. We were like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
My fear about going on All Stars, if I were to ever do it, would be that I would immediately be outcasted because I'm part of this new school. So I would.
I don't think so because you have this podcast. So therefore, everybody
that
will know you.
That is saving grace. Yeah.
Because people would know you. So they'd walk in and they'd be like, well, I automatically like Tori the best out of all the new people because she's the only one I've had a conversation with.
Great. Put me on. Yeah.
Tori, you don't even need to take notes about that.
And also, if you're on with Anissa, on an All Stars, like everyone's gonna just know, like you guys.
It's
it's
a wrap.
It's my baby.
I'm just gonna go on and have fun. Honestly, it seems more fun, and like I do agree that it this time around definitely seemed more intense, but it was also super enjoyable to watch. So I'm not complaining.
It was enjoyable to be on. So I joke about the house, but I mean it was. Yeah. I did not leave sad or mad. I just feel like I preferred the house and the location of All Stars 1, but I liked the cast on both. So
Right.
And I
just hated the decor. It's fine to say that.
I just did.
What have you been up to since you've been back in your house since All Stars 2 has ended?
I went right back to, I think I came back on a Friday. I was at work on Monday. And I'm still working from home. My company's cool. So we got a flex schedule. So I'm working. And, you know, my daughter, I didn't miss her first day of school, which was so important to me because that was in the back of my head too. I'm not going to lie. So I was home, like, because she started school that Tuesday and I came home on a Friday. So I was there for her first day of first grade. And and then we went to Disney World in December, you know, my family. So
that's so sweet.
It's just, busy, busy. And then, of course, my Instagram and my Decker Kate, you know, stuff. So that's like.
That's great.
I just did.
Your breakfast nook.
You can't even see my breakfast nook because I'm facing it.
I know, but you've already showed me your breakfast nook. I've seen it on Instagram. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful nook.
I can't.
I'm glad it really is quite, it's creamy and neutral, quite the nook.
I just did an e-design for Kellyanne for her Colorado condo that they're going to have as an Airbnb.
That's awesome.
And it was super fun. Yeah. So I was like, tell me what you want. And I
sent her Katie, tell us where we can keep up with you in the off season, and anybody who's interested in your design, what Instagrams can people follow and how can they support you on social media?
My Instagram is Decker Kate, KY, because I live in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I don't really check the Katie Cooley one anymore because I only care about decorating. So.
Yeah. Decorate or die.
Yeah. So I usually keep I'll post photos and stuff in my stories, personal stuff in my stories, but I try to keep my feed only decor related. But in my stories, I talk about all kinds of stuff and show pictures. And then my Facebook, really, I don't care if people follow because that's for family and stuff. I just post all my pictures and stuff on there, but yeah. But I'm very active on my Decorcate KY Instagram, and I will message people and be like, "Don't tag the other one, tag this one." Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
I get it. I mean, if you're going to be on social media, let it be for something that you you're going to promote it. Let it be for something that you want promoted. I'm a total advocate of that.
Yeah. So usually, I remember Derek's got a ton of followers. I'm like, "Hey, will you say tell people to follow me?" And I got a shit ton of followers from him.
Nice. So, yeah. Oh, that's so great.
So I love everybody trying to support each other,
When this episode drops, we'll make sure to tag the Decker KY Instagram and share that for sure. And thank you so much for coming on the show again. It was awesome talking to you, season one of All Stars. A pleasure to have you, season two.
Yes.
And not putting any pressure on you, but hoping to see you in the future,
If they can make it 2 weeks. And no heights. But I'm sure they're going to really do that.
It's a 2-week land challenge for all those land dwellers.
Thank you, ladies. Talk soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Katie is something else. I love hearing from her. She definitely has a bright personality and does not hold anything back.
Yeah,
and
she's awesome.
I'm really happy that she shared how much she did not like the decor.
Yeah, she's a great personality to have, and I hope that we get to see her in the future. But you guys heard it here. If you have the opportunity to follow her on social media, definitely do it. She has an awesome decorative page, so go check it out. And Anissa, where can we follow you?
You can find me and follow me at Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. Tori, where can we find you, support you, and send you lovely DMs of mushrooms and smiley faces?
You know what? Like, I always say follow my Instagram, but my cat just got her tail amputated. So, like, follow my cat's page. You know what I'm saying? It's Miso the Sphinx on IG. Send Miso some love. Show her that even though she's got 0% fur, 50% tail, she's 100% a queen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And if you liked this episode, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
I'd also like you to send pictures of lizards and any other animals to Tori's DMs because Misa's really into animals.
Super into lizards.
And after you do that, I guess we'll see you back here next Friday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.